Kia ora, this is your Waitea English News. Māori Development Minister Tama Pōtaka says the new fast-track improvement bill includes safeguards for treaty settlements. The bill from RMA Reform Minister Chris Bishop and Regional Development Minister Shane Jones passed its first reading under urgency yesterday and was sent to the Environment Select Committee. The bill, a key component of the government's 100-day plan, greatly extends the RMA fast-track regime developed by the previous government. It will allow ministers to consent major infrastructure and development projects, including aquaculture, offshore mining, and mining under conservation land. Mr. Pōtaka says iwi and hapū will be able to air any concerns during the select committee processes.
There will be some provisions in there that will make sure that, as we've said throughout the last couple of months, settlements will be upheld. And no doubt I'll have some responsibilities there and also some roles to play in that.
A Māori general practitioner says the closing of Te Aka Whaora is a lost opportunity for Māori providers to come up with their own solutions for Māori health needs. Health Minister Dr. Shane Leti claims that while the Māori Health Authority is going, the government will continue with iwi partnership boards, which can help plan and deliver primary and community healthcare. But Lily Fraser, the clinical director for Otago-based Māori primary health provider Te Kā Eka, says Māori providers will be unhappy going back under Health New Zealand Te Whatuora.
The ability to be independent and make our own decisions was really important, so obviously I'm really, really disappointed.
Dr. Fraser says winding back the reform does nothing to fix the problems faced by Hauora Māori and general practitioners, including an outdated funding model, shifts in expectations of primary care and staff shortages, which are driving lengthening wait times. An expert in student assessment says failure rates for new NCEA tests in reading, writing and maths point to problems in the system, but the Qualifications Authority isn't releasing the data to understand what they are and what can be done to fix them. A large number of students who failed the test at the first attempt, then failed a second time, come particularly from schools with high levels of socioeconomic disadvantage. University of Auckland Professor Gavin Brown says the NZQA hasn't reported information on the new test by ethnicity, so he doesn't yet know if Māori kids are doing substantially worse than other kids.
The general trend, though, is that kids in the lower socioeconomic neighbourhoods found the tests harder than students in the high socioeconomic neighbourhoods. It may not be fair, it may not be just, but it is the way the world is. Kids who start with more do better.
Professor Brown says information from Māori medium schools was based on fewer than 300 kids, so it's hard to draw any general conclusions on the effectiveness of kura. And that is your Waitea English News for this hour. Tūrou!